These days, the majority of high-profile Hollywood movies are fashioned for children, teens, and young adults. Sometimes, it seems as if older moviegoers are being completely ignored by the money-oriented, demographic-obsessed contemporary movie mogul. But happily, this is not the case. As proof, witness And So It Goes, a new romantic dramedy whose director, Rob Reiner, and stars Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton all are senior citizens. And So It Goes is not a unique film simply because it features characters who become romantically entangled and who are widowed or have grandchildren as well as children. As evidence, you may recall Something's Gotta Give, starring Keaton and Jack Nicholson. It's complicated, with Meryl Streep, Steve Martin, and Alec Baldwin, and the recent Las Vegas, with Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, and Mary Steenburgen. Some of these films are stale. For example, Hope Springs, with Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. And some are sleepers. For example, Last Chance Harvey, with Dustin Hoffman and Emma Thompson. But all do allow aging major movie stars to keep playing multidimensional characters, individuals with feelings and with futures, individuals who, romantically speaking, are not subservient to younger characters. This, however, was not always the case, particularly for aging female actors. A number of years ago, I showed my students High Noon, the classic 1952 Western which romantically pairs 52-year-old Gary Cooper with 23-year-old Grace Kelly. A number of the students commented on the casting of Cooper opposite Kelly, observing that, because of their age difference, they did not buy the fact that their characters were in love and were getting married. The Cooper-Kelly pairing in High Noon mirrors the casting of male and female actors in the 1950s. At the time, you had male stars like Cooper, Cary Grant, Humphrey Bogart, Fred Astaire, and Clark Gable, who all were in their 50s. And during the 1950s, all were cast in romantic roles opposite younger women who were in their 20s, such then-rising stars as Audrey Hepburn, Grace Kelly, Leslie Caron. Let's take Audrey Hepburn. She was born in 1929, so she is between 25 and 30 years younger than Bogart, Astaire, Grant, and Cooper. Yet she was paired romantically opposite all four in the films Sabrina, Funny Face, Charade, and Love in the Afternoon. Now, all of this was accepted back in the 1950s and early 60s, but you did not have the opposite. You did not have the older female actors being romanced by the younger male actors. This simply was not considered appropriate. And this also brings to mind the difference between male and female actors and the way in which men and women are viewed in our culture. Now, historically, an actor can age, and he can keep playing romantic leads. But this was not so for women. Certainly, decades ago, female stars in their 40s and 50s simply were not going to play vital, romantic characters. With rare exception, stars like Betty Davis, Katharine Hepburn, Joan Crawford, and Barbara Stanwyck were being relegated to character parts. And back in the 1950s, this mirrored the differing perceptions of men and women in our culture. What it came down to is that a man could age and still be considered attractive to women. But a woman could age, and the assumption was that she no longer was sexually or romantically desirable. But times have changed, and as proof, witness the romantic dynamics in films like Something's Gotta Give, Last Chance Harvey, It's Complicated, and So It Goes.